Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Wednesday, the day in our weekly rhythm where we try to make sense of what we've read in the Bible on Tuesday. Yesterday, we studied the story in the Bible of Philip, one of the early Christian leaders, meeting a man from Ethiopia, a senior civil servant who's been reading from the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament and trying to make sense of it. Philip runs up alongside his chariot, sent there by the Holy Spirit, and offers to help him understand what he's reading. Here's what happened next. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." And the eunuch said to Philip, "About whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?" And he commanded the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized them. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away. The eunuch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he passed through, he preached the gospel to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. So the eunuch has been reading the book of Isaiah, a book in the Bible written about 500 years before Jesus walked on this earth. And yet it describes a sacrificial lamb who was going to go to the slaughter willingly almost. It says the lamb was silent, didn't even cry out. Christians recognize that to be Jesus, foretold 500 years earlier in the prophet Isaiah. And that's what Philip would have shared with the Ethiopian eunuch. That this wasn't just any other sacrifice in the Jewish sacrificial system at the temple, but this was the sacrifice, the one sacrifice for the sins of the whole world, including that Ethiopian eunuch, a man who could never have his sins atoned for since he wasn't a Jew, couldn't sacrifice at the temple. This would be the greatest news he could ever hear, that he is included, even though he's a total misfit in society, even though he can't ever join Judaism, even though he can't even associate with Jews normally. Now he's welcomed by that same God through what Jesus Christ has done as the sacrificial lamb going to the slaughter willingly for the sins of others. That would have been great news for a man like this eunuch. Well, this is clearly a life-changing moment for the eunuch, because his immediate question is, "Here's some water. What's to stop me from being baptized?" We don't hear what Philip said next, but I can only imagine him saying, "Nothing. There is nothing to stop you from being baptized. There's everything to stop you from associating with Jews and becoming a Jew and all that, but there's nothing to stop you from becoming a follower of Jesus." So they screech to a halt, dive in the water, he baptizes him in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and they emerge from the water together. And crazily enough, the story says Philip disappears as quickly as he showed up, and the Ethiopian eunuch is left rejoicing on his way home. Now, as this man, an influential, powerful man in his society, went home rejoicing, changed, you can only imagine the impact that would have had on those he knew back at home. They would have seen that difference. "Why have you come back from this trip so happy? You've been to Jerusalem before. What happened?" You can imagine him telling this story, telling them what he learned, and it transforming the lives of those he met. You know, there is still, to this day, a very unique Christian population in Ethiopia, one of the oldest Christian populations on earth. You gotta wonder, did it come from him? Did Philip share the good news with this man who shared it with those he met back at home? It's quite possible. The story certainly makes it seem like that was what happened. We finally see the good news of Jesus Christ reaching the ends of the earth. Not through missionaries necessarily having to travel everywhere and learn every language, but through a man like Philip reaching a man like the Ethiopian eunuch, who then reached all of his people. This is when it goes viral. This is when it goes global. Philip has overcome a national barrier, a language barrier, a religious barrier, a cultural barrier, all at once through this one man, one cosmopolitan man who already seems to know both languages, who already seems to be well-traveled, who's already influential back at home. God clearly picked this man for a reason and sent Philip to him to fulfill that plan. This kind of man could change an entire nation. Well, here's a question for you to think about before we explore this in a little more depth tomorrow. What was driving the growth and progress of the Christian movement despite all its challenges? Is that kind of growth and progress still possible today? Why or why not? We'll have a great discussion. I hope you'll share this with somebody you know, from the train, the bus, from home, from work, wherever you spend time. Share these challenges with them, watch the videos in the same day, and discuss whenever you're together. And don't forget, we read the Bible in sync as a community as well. You can find today's Bible reading on our website or app. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.